Our political reporter, Nasser Idris, was at the council meeting. So, Nasser, what are the proposed cuts and how will they be affecting our listeners?
Well, the council needs to save £76.1 million to balance their budget this year, and over half of this will come from changes to the frontline services, which would explain the protest earlier today. Adult social care, services for young people and third sector grants and contracts will all either be downsized or removed altogether to meet the budget.
How are they planning to minimise cuts?
The main source will be through income. If the budget proposal does pass today, they will increase fees and charges above inflation, including rent, which will go up by nearly 3%. Advertising, temporary car parks and significant funding from the health sector will aid social care. Council tax will also rise by nearly 2%, which is quite a significant amount for the majority.
And what have you got from the meeting so far?
It began at around 2:30 with leader of Leeds City Council, Keith Wakefield, stating the immense difficulty of planning the budget in times of austerity. He went on to criticise the government for being mathematically illiterate in regards to public debt and accused them of being deceptive and spectacularly distorting the truth when reporting on where the cuts have come from. I left just as Conservative councillor Andrew Carter stood to give a response. We won't know if the budget is agreed upon for another couple hours.
Thanks, Nasser.